Compass FM with Steph. And in the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM for our wonderful monthly catch-up. It's Teresa Evans from North Canterbury Citizens Advice Bureau. She is a coordinator. G'day, how are you?
Morena, I'm really well, thank you.
Morena, lovely to see you back in the studio. And it's a nice sunny spring, first day of spring today.
Blue skies, yeah. Lift the spirits, don't they?
Yeah, so true. Hey, so last time we were talking about volunteers. Are you still looking for some volunteers, Teresa?
Yes, our official closing date for applications was yesterday. We would welcome more if any listeners are interested. Mm-hmm. They can get in touch with our office. They can look on the website. Being a volunteer for CAB is pretty challenging at times because we do cover all sorts of things, which we might look at a wee bit further into the interview. But it's such a good community organisation. We've got a great bunch of people that you'd be volunteering with. So if you'd like to make a difference in the community and feel that helping people find information, clarify decision making as to what steps they should take, do get in touch and we can talk to you about it. Training begins late September through October, and those hours and things like that we can discuss with you.
Incredibly rewarding, I would imagine.
Yes.
Now I hear there is a car boot sale coming up. Could we help with that?
Yes, please. Like all voluntary organisations, we're always looking for ways to fund and keep open. So we're asking you to fill your boots, and that's really an invitation to come along to our car boot sale. It's on Saturday the 16th of September, and it's at the AMP Showgrounds in Rangiora between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. So it's cash only on the day. You can pre-book a site for $25 and $30 on the day, and there are some double sites available.
Nice. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So you can either email us at office.northcanterbury@cab.org.nz or phone us on 03 313 8822 and leave a message for Sue, and she'll get in touch with you and go through things.
I love the catchphrase at the bottom you've got there, help us to help you.
Yes,
perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is awesome. So Teresa, just moving on to face-to-face with a real person. There's nothing like, you know, being able to sit down and I guess connect and bond over some shared experiences or maybe some advice as well too.
Working with people is one of the strengths of being at CAB, and it's one of the joys of being at CAB as well, because we get to know people in our community. It's becoming more and more of a rarity for to be able to get help and advice from real people instead of going through a call centre or having to email or clicking on a form online. And there's no time limit to any of our interviews with clients. You can spend as long as you like with us. We don't need to know your name, unless you're coming to one of our clinics, in which case we need to phone you the day before and make sure. But other than that, you don't have to identify yourself.
It's all confidential.
It's all confidential, and we try and keep it as anonymous as possible. We do find people come to us rather than some of the other agencies and government departments where you've got to have a number and you've got to have other things that you produce to prove who you are. We take you at face value. We listen to you. We provide whatever information and support and advice that we can.
To help guide you, which links into those services as well too.
Yeah.
Hey, so Teresa, can you give us some examples, if possible, of the inquiries that you get at Citizens Advice?
Yep. I thought I'd go through just the questions at the moment, just an idea, just to show you the breadth of what we deal with. So someone could come in and say, what can I do if I think my consumer rights have been breached? So that could be something as large as a vehicle, something as small as a toaster.
Gotcha.
Which don't work, either of them. Mm. What kinds of behaviour are considered workplace bullying? So whether it's physical, verbal, whatever it might be, how can I apply for a protection order? We get a lot of inquiries around family. It can be breakups, it can be family violence, it can be around children's behaviour, all that sort of thing. If you're a migrant, now that I've got a resident visa, when can I apply to become a permanent resident? So we've got information around that. How can I find a health and disability advocate? Things like with your neighbours, can I trim branches from the neighbours' trees if they're hanging over my boundary?
That's a really good question, actually.
Yeah. And what will a building inspector look for when they do a pre-purchase inspection? These are all things that we've had. I've left my job. Do I have to wait until I get an unemployment benefit? When can the police require me to stop my vehicle?
Oh.
A new business, for instance, has opened in Kaiapoi. Do you have the phone number? So it can be as major as all the family issues I mentioned earlier, and it can be a small inquiry, but important to the client, about they've heard that so-and-so's opened up, wherever it might be, Culverton, Kaiapoi, Rangiora. How do I get in touch?
Yeah.
We may not know that answer if it's really new, but we will find out for you. So truly, whatever you need help with, come and see us. Nothing's too small. You know, we're free, confidential, independent, and we'll help with everything. And if you don't know where else to turn, we're here to help you.
And look, no question's a dumb question, is it?
No, because it's important to the person.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what it is. If you need to know the answer and you don't know, or you've looked and you can't find it, come to us and we'll do our best to help.
That is wonderful. You do a wonderful job, you and all the team at Citizens Advice Bureau North Canterbury, all the volunteers and everyone involved there. They really do work super hard for the community. How would we contact you if we'd like to have a chat there, Teresa?
If you want to come face to face, we'd love to see you at 209 High Street, Rangiora. You can phone us on 03 313 8822. We'll do email inquiries, and that address is North Canterbury, which is one word, northcanterbury@cab.org.nz.
Easy peasy. And we'll mention that car boot sale again later on today in case you missed those information.
Very grateful.
And it would be really lovely to see everyone at the car boot sale. Thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure as always. Teresa Evans from Citizens Advice Bureau North Canterbury. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Compass FM.